Retirement has become a topic of discussion yet again in Washington in a way that we haven't really talked about it since 1986. That was the year when Congress got rid of the mandatory retirement age in the United States. But the reason we're talking about it is because it's become an economic issue. As a flood of baby boomers get ready to retire, can the nation afford the Social Security and Medicare costs? This is one of the questions that we asked you. Are there benefits to mandatory retirement? Some of you texted us at 69866 to get started on this conversation early. Columbia, South Carolina wrote to us, "I think it would make our older generation go bankrupt. A good majority of them aren't working because they want to, but because they have to." That's one view. A listener in Michigan wrote, "I think unemployment would be lower and young people would have more opportunity." Joining us now, Emily Yaffe, regular contributor to Slate magazine. She recently wrote an article about the history of retirement. And Stephen Sass, program director of the Retirement Project at Boston College. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Stephen, you know, let me ask you about, this is one of those economic and political debates that has some serious social impacts. What is a discussion in Washington about the cost of the Social Security program, the cost of the Medicare program, which if you look at it from that view, would say, sure, absolutely, put the retirement age for Social Security up a year or two. On the social end, you have people saying the unemployment is too high. We can't keep people in jobs any longer than we have to.
Well, I just think that the notion that there's a certain number of jobs in the economy that's fairly fixed that has to be parsed out between the old and the young is really not an idea that's that has much support. The Europeans actually tried to reduce their high levels of unemployment several decades back by inducing old people to retire, and it really had no effect on their total unemployment rate. So it's just an idea born by fear rather than by empirical observation. So,
Emily, how much of the debate over retirement has been led by fear in the United States? Retirement is a relatively recent concept, right?
Well, right. In the 19th century, it was easy to prepare for retirement. Basically, you worked till you died. And of course, there are people who couldn't work anymore, and if you were lucky, a family member took you in. So the idea that what's possibly a third of your life is spent not working and drawing down on your own savings or being supported by society is quite new.
Well, how did we come across the idea of 65?
Is Steve, maybe you know, as far as I know, 65 became kind of the fixed age because of Social Security. That's when in 1940, the first recipients of Social Security for retirement could start receiving the money at 65. But mandatory retirement as an idea had been introduced earlier in the century by the Pennsylvania Railroad. You could get, if you worked for them, you could get a pension, but only if you retired at age 70.
And Stephen, what effect? If it doesn't affect employment all that much to force people to take retirement, then does it have positive benefits for people to work longer? Maybe ones that we're missing when we think about keeping them in the system long enough to kind of offset Social Security costs?
Oh, well, there's no question that working longer is very beneficial for Social Security. Not so much that it makes the system more solvent, but people will continue to pay income taxes and other taxes, local taxes. It's good, tends to be good for your health, and you're being more productive. You're creating more output that goes to support you and other people in society. So working longer right now seems to be a very important policy prescription. You will get a higher income in retirement. If you work longer, you get a higher Social Security benefit. You give your 401ks more time to accumulate investment earnings, and they have to support you for a shorter period of time. So working longer really does seem to be very beneficial in many different dimensions.
Although I love the 19th century, Emily Yaffe, retirement was death. I guess that's the cheapest of all, right, Steve?
Oh, yeah, that doesn't cost that much.
I'm glad we've moved beyond that.
Well, Emily, what do we know about, I mean, what are the real effects of I mean, the main argument is the effects on employment, that Steve says it really doesn't have one. But we have this text from a listener in Michigan who says, seniors leaving career jobs will make room for younger professionals, and then seniors will take more minimum wage jobs as they try to live 30 years on their retirement savings. Meaning, you know, they get their they're already getting a pension, perhaps, although that may not be true. And so they can take a part-time job while the younger professionals take the executive jobs.
Well, Steve can correct me. He's the expert. But my understanding is that's pretty much what they do in Japan, that you are forcibly retired. It used to be at 55. They're moving it up to 65. And then people were expected to leave big corporations and be helped to find part-time jobs. That's been very increasingly hard to do. But as Steve pointed out, that notion rests on the idea that one old person working means one young person not working. And as he said and other economists say, that's just not true. I mean, that argument used to be given to women. You're taking right. a man's place at law school. You're taking a man's job as a physician. More women working just means more jobs,
for everybody.
Bigger economy.
Emily Yaffe, a contributor for Slate magazine, wrote about the history of the retirement age, and Stephen Sass, program director for Financial Security Project at Boston College. We'd love to get your take on it. Mandatory retirement age, good idea or not? 877-8-MY-TAKE.